This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is expected in Germany Wednesday, where he will take part in a conference on Libya. Germany and the United Nations are hosting Wednesday's conference in Berlin. It's aimed at building on earlier efforts to end the fighting in Libya and support a stable government. U.S. Special Envoy for Libya Richard Norland said the talks would provide momentum for steps that need to be taken soon in order for elections to be held in December. Those steps include establishing a constitutional and legal basis for the vote. Norland told reporters Monday the conference will also feature an emphasis on foreign fighters leaving Libya. New York City is holding primary elections Tuesday, with residents voting to replace term-limited Mayor Bill de Blasio, who's been in power since 2014. Policing and crime are high on the agenda for this election. Protesters have accused members of the New York City Police Department of brutality and racial profiling. For the first time in the city's history, New York residents will use a ranked choice voting system for the mayoral primary. Instead of picking one candidate, voters will rank up to five candidates in order of preference. Officials expect it could be weeks before the results of the primary are known. As in the U.S. presidential election, many absentee ballots will have to be counted before results are finalized. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, 8.3 million people live across the five boroughs of New York City. The United States will miss President Joe Biden's goal of having 70% of U.S. adults partially or fully vaccinated against the coronavirus by the July 4th Independence Day, a holiday, but the White House says it does expect to hit that mark in a few extra weeks. This is VOA News.